Hello, this is Mary, and I'll be reading selections from the Pantograph for Monday, June 8th, 2026. From the front page, Cruisin' Through the Century, Parties Celebrate Route 66 Decades. McLean County Community Sing, Dance, and Revel in Nostalgia, by D. Jack Alkery. Bloomington. From the roaring 20s up through the groovy 60s into the rocking 80s, McLean County's Route 66 communities spent the weekend celebrating 100 years of the Mother Road. Seven towns threw seven parties over the course of 2 days as part of Cruisin' Through the Century, with each community from north to south having its own time and decade to honor from when Route 66 was first laid out in the 1920s through its decommissioning in the 1980s. We've heard from a lot of folks who were very, very positive about it, really excited about the difference in the communities, said Zach Dietmeyer, Chief Operating Officer for Visit BN, the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. You get to experience each and every community along Route 66 in McLean County, and you get a different vibe to it all, so there's something for everybody today. The parties started with the 1920s on Saturday in Chenoa and ended on Sunday with the 1980s in McLean. Rounding out the decades were Lexington with the 1930s and Towanda in the 1940s on Saturday, Normal celebrating the 1950s on Sunday, Bloomington holding Saturdays in the square in the 1960s, and Shirley Funk's Grove ringing in the 1970s on Sunday. Chenoa featured a barbershop quartet. Lexington had big band music, to which Larry and Shirley Hackman danced, and Towanda had a swing band on Saturday. But the night culminated in Bloomington with a performance by Motown Nation and a special light show celebrating Route 66 cast upon the McLean County Museum of History. Sunday picked up where the night left off with a roadside picnic in Normal, followed by tie-dye-themed activities on Funk Grove property, and ending with a Village Square celebration and classic car parade in McLean. Some, like Hopedale's Julie Burke, prepared for each decade. I have a different outfit for every decade, she said, playing mini golf in Lexington. I'm going all out. After this, I'm going dressed up as the 40s before we go to Towanda. Her husband, Chris, enjoyed seeing American engineering change through the decades with all the car shows, he said. It's been a lot of fun seeing the different sights and that, and the way the towns decorate everything, he said. The McLean County Wheelers, a recreational bicycling club, had two groups time-traveling along the Mother Road, said Jeff Stempura. He was setting the pace for the faster riders on Saturday. It's all about the history, especially today, Stempura said, enjoying a pulled pork sandwich in Lexington. You see the old cars, the old signs, the road signs, the tourist attractions. They were especially excited for the stretch of old Route 66 in Towanda, known as Dead Man's Curve, he said. But they planned on keeping it to a rather safe speed through the sharp curve. I limit these guys to 17 miles an hour. We don't want them going faster, Stempura said. Staying in Lexington, Ben Walters enjoyed a trip down memory lane with a root beer float. When I was a kid, we used to go to the A&W stand, he said, and back in the old days there would be somebody who would come out and take our order in the car, and a root beer float was the best thing to get at an A&W root beer stand, along with the Coney dog and French fries. The journey gave them a chance to experience a slice of Americana they had not known, said Sue Walters. We can live a part of that history that our parents always talked about, she said. There were several pictures that were included in this with this story, including Larry and Shirley Hackman of Washington dancing to big band music played by the Colby Powers Quintet Saturday at Lincoln's Castle. and Chris and Julie Burke from Hopedale playing mini golf Saturday through the Cruisin' Through the Century celebration. And McLean County Museum of History's Executive Director Julie Emig, dressed in a spectacular tie-dye outfit, talking to Director of Visitor Experience Lisa Novak. Before, Novak participated in a 60s theme costume contest. Bloomington rang in the 60s on Saturday on the square, featuring Motown Nation and a one-of-a-kind light show celebrating Route 66 and projected on all four sides of the McLean County Museum of History. And there is a photo, actually, of the McLean County Museum of History, one side of it, that was lit up during the special light show created in partnership with the ISU School of Creative Technologies, the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the museum to celebrate the Cruisin' Through the Century with Route 66 within McLean County. Also on the front page of the paper for June 8th, Central Illinois Regional Airport. Teams pull Boeing 737 to aid Special Olympics by Drew Zimmerman, Bloomington. More than 20 competing teams signed up to pull a 109,000-pound Boeing 737 by hand on Saturday, raising more than $50,000 for Special Olympics Illinois. A tough task? Sure. But for Sandra Froman of El Paso, an athlete and activist for Special Olympics Illinois, for the past 42 years, the Central Illinois Regional Airport's plane pull was a great thing to see. If it weren't for all the sponsors and all the people doing this, we wouldn't have the Special Olympics here, Froman said. Froman said events like this and the organization's Illinois Summer Games, which will take place next weekend on the campus of ISU, help make sure Special Olympics athletes can compete all year round. On the website, Special Olympics defines itself as a global sports movement for everyone that unleashes the human spirit every day around the world through this transformative power and joy of sport. Through programming in sports, health, education, and leadership, Special Olympics is tackling the inactivity, stigma, isolation, and injustice that people with intellectual disabilities face. Michelle Mayer, Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for Special Olympics Illinois, said the Plane Pull fundraiser was supported by the Law Enforcement Torch Run, a nationwide event that has campaigned for Special Olympics for the past 40 years. They support Special Olympics Illinois by spreading awareness and raising funds, Mayer said. And those funds go to support our athletes and our programming, which includes year-round sports competition and training, personal development and leadership training, and also health education. Although plane pull events have been at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago and Mid-America St. Louis Airport, this was the first time a plane pull was in Bloomington Normal. However, bringing a plane to the event also required partnerships with the Central Illinois Regional Airport and United, who offered the aircraft to be pulled outside the Synergy Flight Center at the airport. To participate, each team donated at least $1,000 to Special Olympics Illinois for a chance to compete for a chance to pull the plane 12 feet via rope the fastest. In addition to raffle prizes and other private donations, the plane pull raised more than $50,000, far exceeding their initial goal of $35,000. Teams represented the Bloomington Police Department, Normal Police Department, McLean County Sheriff's Office, Illinois State University Football, Lexington First Responders, and other corporate, public safety, and fitness sponsors. Darren Bachman, an officer with the Normal Police Department, who is also a liaison for the law enforcement torch run, said having Special Olympics Illinois headquartered in Normal means the community has the privilege of participating in a lot of local events. Not every community necessarily gets a polar plunge or is able to do the torch run and different things like that, Bachman said. So from the top of my head, I think we do a great job overall. Special Olympics Illinois has offered year-round training and competition to a community of more than 55,000 athletes, coaches, volunteers, and other partners. Mayer said the Special Olympics Young Athletes program helps kids between the ages of 2 and 7, whether they have an intellectual disability or not. It starts to build those motor skills and build inclusion by having those kids participating together, Mayer said. Traditional athletic programs then start when the participant is 8 years old. To donate to Special Olympics Illinois, visit support.specialolympics.org. There were also a few pictures related with this event, including a photo of members of the Bloomington Bloomington Police Department's plane pull team attempting to move a 109,000-pound Boeing 737 during the fundraiser on Saturday. It looks to me that they are straining a lot to get that plane to be moving. And members of the Ridgeview Lexington football plane pull team attempting to move that same 109,000-pound plane during the fundraiser. Turning to page 2, today's Flick Fact, June 8th. Question: according to the weather records kept since 1980 at Central Illinois Regional Airport, today is the single most likely day in Bloomington Normal for what? 1. Rain. 2. Sunshine. 3. The year's hottest temperature. Or 4. A thunderstorm. Answer: it's 1. Rain. Based on long-term weather averages, June 8th is the calendar day most likely to receive rainfall in Bloomington Normal. How time flies. 100 years ago, June 8, 1926. Papers were signed yesterday, whereby the Daily Pantograph secured a 99-year lease from Fred Walku Jr. on the vacant business at the northwest corner of Washington and East Streets. This lease closes an option on the property, which the Daily Pantograph obtained some time ago. Future use is uncertain. 75 years ago, June 8, 1951, Morris Pharmacy, which will open tomorrow, will be the last of 5 stores to open in the newly remodeled Oakland Shops building in the 1100 block of East Oakland Avenue. It has a prescription department, a fountain, a cosmetics department, and a full line of other drugstore items. 50 years ago, June 8, 1976, a strike by Bloomington firemen ended in its 20th hour early with ratification of a 2-year contract calling for pay increases totaling 14%. There were only 2 dissenters among striking firemen when the vote was taken. 25 years ago, June 8, 2001, McLean County government officials may consider giving the McLean County Museum of History building, which the county owns, to the museum. But Greg Koos, executive director of the museum in downtown Bloomington, said talk of deeding the property to the museum took him by surprise. It would take a tremendous amount of study before we could even respond to a suggestion like that, Koos said. The idea surfaced in the evening at the county's property committee meeting and will be presented to the county's executive committee in June. In local news, woman accused of stabbing a man by D. Jack Alkery, Bloomington. A Bloomington woman has been arrested after police said she stabbed a man in the abdomen, causing serious injuries. According to documents provided by the McLean County State's Attorney's Office, the 26-year-old woman faces aggravated domestic battery and domestic battery charges. She was taken into custody about 12:20 a.m. Friday after police were called to an apartment in the 300 block of Riley Drive. Officers found a man in the hallway bleeding from his stomach area. Officers obtained a search warrant and observed blood in the hallway and evidence of a physical struggle inside an apartment. Witnesses in neighboring apartments reported hearing an argument between the woman and the man for about a half an hour. The man was taken to a local hospital and underwent emergency surgery. The woman remains in custody of the McLean County Detention Facility pending a detention hearing. Turning to the sports page, on page B5, NBA Finals headed to New York. Heavy security expected with president set to attend. By Amy Tenery, Reuters. New York. Road closures, bag bans, and a gauntlet of security measures will greet fans at Madison Square Garden on Monday as U.S. President Donald Trump descends on the heart of Manhattan to watch the New York Knicks play the San Antonio Spurs at home in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Knicks have defied the odds to build a stunning 2-0 head start in the best-of-seven series, winning two games on the road, as French superstar Victor Wembanyama has failed to meet expectations in this championship series for the Spurs. With nearby MetLife Stadium set to host the first of 8 World Cup matches in a week, the NBA Finals have stolen the spotlight away from the massive global tournament in New York, for now. With even the cheapest tickets available on resale platform StubHub topping $9,000 as of Saturday night. Secret Service urged ticket holders to arrive early to the self-styled world's most famous arena, which sits above the busiest transit hub in the United States, Penn Station, and will see the NBA Finals for the first time in more than a quarter of a century, with Trump in attendance. Attendees should anticipate hard street closures in the immediate area surrounding Madison Square Garden, Secret Service Chief of Communications Anthony Guglielmi told Reuters in a statement. A strict no-bag policy will be enforced, and we will want to communicate that early and broadly so fans can plan accordingly. Attendees should also expect Secret Service-level security screenings, similar to airline screening procedures. Train services for the local subway and Long Island Railroad commuter line is expected to continue uninterrupted through Penn Station. President Trump has routinely harnessed sports spotlight in his second term, becoming the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl last year, before attending other marquee events, including the Ryder Cup and the Club World Cup Final. Thousands of ticket holders missed the start of the U.S. Open men's final in September, when security checks related to Trump's attendance caused confusion and slowed entry to the event. To ensure timely entry and avoid delays, we strongly encourage fans to arrive at least 2 hours before tip-off. While final operational details are still being coordinated, this is in the planning framework we currently expect and can be reported as such, said the Secret Service. The Knicks have not won the title since 1973, and their first trip to the finals since 1999 have electrified the boroughs. Some 6,500 fans flooded the area outside Madison Square Garden to watch the Knicks spine-tingling 105-104 defeat of the Spurs to take the 2-0 lead in the series. The watch party saw New York City police arrest 17 individuals, including one who struck a police officer in the face, according to the NYPD. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani urged fans to celebrate responsibly. New Yorkers are rightfully excited about the Knicks' historic finals run, and we want fans to celebrate this moment together. There is, however, no place for violence and no tolerance for attacks on police officers, the mayor said in a statement. A lifelong Knicks fan, Mamdani has made multiple appearances at local sporting events since he won the mayoral election last year, and told New York radio station 1010 WINS that he planned to attend the game on Monday. Turning to national news, Measles Whooping Cough Cases on the Rise by Tim Henderson, Stateline.org. Vaccine hesitancy, fed by misinformation, is causing new surges of measles and whooping cough, while COVID-19 hotspots persist in some states, and a new threat looms from an Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. Nationally, there have been 1,983 measles cases this year, nearly the 2,288 total for all of 2025, which in itself was the worst year since 1991, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported. Halfway through the year, 12 states and the District of Columbia already have more measles cases than they did for a full year in 2025. That's true for South Carolina and Utah, where cases are already more than double last year, and also for states like Florida, which has 139 cases so far, compared with 8 in 2025, and Virginia, which already has 63, compared with 6 in all of 2025. South Carolina, the state with the highest number of cases this year, at 669, declared an end in April to an outbreak that was the nation's largest in 35 years. The outbreak in the northwestern part of the state was centered in Spartanburg County, where religious exemptions to vaccinations have spiked. The Utah outbreak, which began in the Short Creek area on the Utah-Arizona border, where vaccination rates are low, has generated 484 cases this year and is now slowing, said Dr. Andrew Pavia, a pediatrician and professor at the University of Utah. Dozens of measles patients were hospitalized with serious symptoms such as brain inflammation or pneumonia, Dr. Pavia said, and one baby developed life-threatening congenital measles during pregnancy, but survived, he said. The national increases signal that the U.S. will certainly lose the measles elimination status it gained in 2000, Pavia said. Most state public health departments are stretched very thin, limiting their ability to contain measles. Anti-vaccine rhetoric has made this all the more difficult, Pavia said. He referred to $11 billion in federal funding cuts to local public health last year that were delayed by a restraining order when states sued. The case is in settlement negotiations, according to court records. The Trump administration cited a non-existent pandemic that Americans moved on from years ago in the funding cuts. But COVID-19 is still causing more than 1,000 deaths a month, and wastewater surveillance still shows hotspots in the Appalachian region and some other states, including Michigan. Whooping cough is also on the rise, with Ohio and Florida most affected. Deaths last year were at the highest level, 22, since 2010, according to the latest CDC provisional statistics. National news and world news, The Digest. Administration may try to buy Chagos Islands. The White House is considering a plan to buy the Chagos Islands from Mauritius, The Telegraph reported Sunday. U.S. officials have drawn up a proposal to bypass the U.K. and make their own deal to take control of Diego Garcia, the report said. The plan is among several options drafted by the White House in a paper at providing alternatives to British Prime Minister Keir Starmer ceding sovereignty of the Indian Ocean archipelago to Mauritius, the report said. President Trump has been consistent in his position that the United Kingdom should not give away British Indian Ocean territory, which includes our joint U.S.-UK military facilities on the Diego Garcia Atoll, and a U.S. official told Reuters. More than 1 million attend Mass in Madrid. Over 1 million people filled the streets near one of Madrid's main squares Sunday to join Pope Leo for an outdoor Mass, likely to be the largest event of his week-long visit to Spain, where the Pope said God stands with society's poor and forsaken. Throngs of people pressed along barriers near the landmark Cibeles Square, waving flags and shouting, "Long live the Pope," as Leo arrived in his white Pope-mobile for the event. Some tossed flower petals as he arrived in the square. Some 1.2 million people were in the square and its surrounding streets, the Vatican and local organizers said. Migrant boat. Italian rescuers recovered 10 bodies after a migrant boat capsized in the waters off Malta, a Coast Guard statement said Sunday. The migrant ship, which departed from Libya carrying about 60 people, overturned about 40 nautical miles east-southeast of Malta, the Italian Coast Guard said, adding that 48 were rescued. Armenia. The ruling Civil Contract Party is leading in a parliamentary election with 54.4% of the vote, according to early results from Armenia's Electoral Commission that were broadcast on public TV. Sunday's vote, Armenia's first general election since a crushing military defeat by Azerbaijan in 2023, was viewed as a test of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan's push to deepen ties with the West. Airlines. The International Air Transport Association, which represents more than 370 airlines, nearly halved its 2026 profit forecast Sunday, citing conflict in the Middle East that has driven up fuel costs, disrupted key air corridors, and exposed the fragility of a sector operating on thin margins. China. Taiwan's Coast Guard said Sunday that its ships expelled four Chinese government ships that entered restricted waters off the island's south after the two sides broadcast testy warnings to each other in an escalation of tensions. China views democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory. Kosovo. Prime Minister Albin Kurti's party won Kosovo's parliamentary election Sunday, the Balkan country's third in 18 months, but fell short of the majority needed to end the country's prolonged political crisis. Europe's youngest and one of its poorest nations aspires to join the European Union, but lacks a fully functioning government. Peru. An Ipsos exit poll Sunday showed that conservative Keiko Fujimori, the daughter of hardline former President Alberto Fujimori, has a lead in Peru's political election with 50.7%, while leftist Roberto Sanchez was in second with 49.3%. And Bloomington's weather forecast for today, Monday, June 8th, is stating a shower and thunderstorm with 10 to 20 mile an hour winds with a high of 80. Tonight, overnight, cloudy with a stray thunderstorm, 7 to 14 mile an hour winds with a low of 70. And tomorrow, humid, hot and humid with a thunderstorm, winds 7 to 14 miles an hour with a high of 87 and a low of 71. Wednesday shows a high of 92, hot and sunny. Thursday, a high of 89 with a strong thunderstorm. And Friday, mostly sunny and less humid, high of 83. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the Pantograph from Monday, June 8th, 2026. Please stay tuned.